Zephaniah, chapter 3. Woe to her that is filthy and polluted, to the oppressing city! She did not obey the voice. She received not correction. She did not trust in Yahweh. She did not draw near to her Elohim. Her princes within her are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They gnaw not the bones until the next day. Her prophets are light and treacherous persons. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They've done violence to the law. The just Yahweh is in the midst of it. He will not do iniquity. Every morning does he bring his judgment to light. He does not fail, but the unjust know no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their towers are desolate. I made their streets waste so that none passes by. Their cities are destroyed so that there is no man, that there is no inhabitant. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction so the dwelling would not be cut off. However, I punished them. But they rose early and corrupted all their doings. Therefore, you wait upon me, says Yahweh, till the day that I rise up to the prey, for my determination is to gather the nations, so that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them my indignation, all my fierce anger, for all the earth will be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. For then will I turn to the people a pure language, that they may call upon the name of Yahweh to serve him with one consent. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my dispersed, will bring my offering. In that day will you not be ashamed for all your doings, in which you have transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of you those that rejoice in your pride, and you will no longer be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of you an afflicted and poor people, and they will trust in the name of Yahweh. The remnant of Israel will not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they will feed and lie down, and none will make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! Yahweh has taken away your judgments, and he's cast out your enemy, the king of Israel. Yahweh is in the midst of you, and you will not see evil any more. In that day it will be said to Jerusalem, you fear not. To Zion, let not your hands be slack. Yahweh your Elohim in the midst of you is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over you with singing. I will gather those who are sorrowful for the solemn assembly, who are of you, whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflicts you, and I will save her that halts and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise amongst all the people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, says Yahweh. End of chapter 3.